Hi, this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting 4,000 Iraqi troops began an operation to retake Mosul from the Islamic State group. The forces met stiff resistance Thursday as they advanced toward a group of villages southeast of the city. The troops came under two directions, or came from two directions, creating a pincer movement around the villages. By mid-afternoon, they had seized four of them, but had not yet managed to control the entire area. European Union Justice and Security Ministers held talks in Brussels Thursday on ways to shore up intelligence and security. Rob Wainwright is the director of Europol.
So I think this is a highly challenging time for us in Europe, and that the determined response of the security authorities, therefore, is focused on reducing that threat.
Police are looking for yet another suspect in the terrorist attacks in Brussels. The attacks killed at least 31 people and wounded 300. Media reports say video surveillance from a bombed commuter rail station showed an unidentified man walking with one of the bombing suspects. The United States has filed criminal charges against seven Iranians for what it called a coordinated campaign of cyber attacks on American banks and an attempt to seize electronic control of a dam near New York City. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch and FBI Director James Comey said Thursday the Iranians caused tens of millions of dollars in damages. A Republic of Congo Army general is calling for a campaign of civil disobedience to reject official results showing President Denis Sassou Nguesso has won re-election. General Jean-Marie Mokoko spoke to VOA's French to Africa service Thursday after Congo's interior minister announced in Brazzaville that Sassou Nguesso had won 60% of the vote in Sunday's election. This is VOA News. Alleged Boko Haram leader Abu Bakr Shekau has signaled his possible retirement. An 8-minute video posted on YouTube shows a subdued Shekau quoting, "Now, for me, this is the end." He did not elaborate as to what he exactly meant. The United Nations Secretary General hailed the conviction of former Bosnian Serb leader Radovan Karadzic Thursday. Ban Ki-moon said that the judgment shows that fugitives cannot evade an international community determined to bring them to justice. The UN International Criminal Tribunal for the former Yugoslavia convicted Karadzic of genocide and 9 other charges and sentenced him to 40 years in prison. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian President Vladimir Putin say that cooperation between the two countries has been instrumental in achieving an unexpectedly successful cessation of hostilities in Syria. Kerry and Mr. Putin spoke before going into talks in the Kremlin. The United Nations Secretary General hailed the conviction of former Bosnian Serb leader Radovan Karadzic Thursday. U.S. President Barack Obama Thursday visited a park in Argentina dedicated to the victims of the so-called Dirty War. The visit came on the 40th anniversary of the coup that installed a military regime in the country. Mr. Obama said the United States was slow to speak out on the atrocities committed during Argentina's former dictatorship. He says his administration will, quoting now, confront the past with honesty and transparency. Declassified U.S. documents show the United States backed a regime that human rights activists say was responsible for the death or disappearance of some 30,000 people between 1976 and 1983, the Dirty War period. South Sudanese President Salva Kiir fired his foreign affairs minister Wednesday. In a decree, Mr. Kiir gave no explanation for firing Barnaba Mariel Benjamin and also did not name a replacement. The southeastern U.S. state of North Carolina has passed a law banning local governments from mandating that transgendered people be allowed to use public restrooms and locker rooms for the gender with which they identify. North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory signed the bill on Wednesday after the state legislature convened a special session to pass the measure. The new law was timed to take effect before the city of Charlotte could enact its new law allowing transgendered people to use public restrooms that correspond with their gender identity rather than with their biological sex. For more on these and other stories, take a look at our website. It's voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.